Let's do Fan Friday with Mickey the Blue and Jay the Red. Morning to you, chaps.
Morning, fellas.
Morning, boys.
Hello, Jay. Jay, I bet you positively sprang out of bed this morning, a new sort of lease of life after last night.
Yeah, you know, it was fantastic, wasn't it? You know, we've waited a long time for our European nights like that at Anfield. It reminded of the days of Blue and Rafa Benitez when we were in the Champions League. It was always going to be a special occasion playing Manchester United in Europe, but I thought the performance was outstanding, Steve.
You sometimes desperately want that atmosphere to manifest itself. It doesn't always work out that way, but last night was one of those occasions.
Yeah, most definitely. I thought Liverpool started quite well, and then obviously the referee made a couple of dodgy decisions, really. But then, ironically, he gave us the penalty, and where I was in the ground, I thought it was a little bit dubious, but apparently it was a nailed-on penalty, wasn't it? But, you know, he just dispatched it well, didn't he, Sturridge? You know, he took it upon himself. I mean, he got a bit of criticism, didn't he, from the final in City, that he never took a penalty, but he had cramp, didn't he, what Klopp said after the game. But, you know, he took it upon himself to step up, and he slotted it well. And Liverpool should really have been 2-3 up at half-time, Steve.
Maybe even four. I think they had four great chances. Sturridge was denied. Coutinho at one point with the outside of his boot, Jay, and you thought, why is he taking it like that? He just simply had to ram it home with his left foot, and he went for his right foot.
Yeah, it was a little bit disappointing because you just thought it was going to be a goal. De Gea once again saved them, didn't he? An instinctive save from Lallana towards the end of the first half as well. And, you know, the second half, he kept them in it. But, you know, we're just grateful to get that second goal because we literally deserved it and should have been more.
I think that's a really good point you make about Daniel Sturridge. I just wonder whether he'd said after that Wembley final, when people did criticise him for not being involved in the five, I wonder whether he's made a real point of saying, next penalty that comes up, I'm on it.
Well, that's exactly what he's done, because straight away he got the ball, didn't he? And a couple of the players went to him as if to say, you know, you're not really going to take it. And he did. He stepped up and he just slotted it. And I think it's just like two fingers up to the doubters, isn't it? You know, about his levels, you know, his confidence levels and his mentality, really. I mean, I've criticised his mentality about his injuries, but when it comes to slotting and scoring goals, there's not many better, is there, Steve?
Well, it's impressive, and it heads to the second leg at Old Trafford, of course, next week. If Liverpool score, United have to get four. That sounds a little bit tough. What about the Blues, though? So, Liverpool looking good in a cup competition. Will Everton be after Saturday, Mickey?
Well, it's probably make or break, isn't it, Steve? You know, it's one of them that, you know, if we don't get a result here, then, you know, our season's pretty much finished, and the pressure's going to be on Roberto. So, we go into it under a little bit of pressure, but I don't think Chelsea are pulling up any trees either. So I think it's so in the balance, and I think if we've got our head right, if the right Everton turn up, because obviously, you know, week to week we don't know what we're going to get, you know, if the right Everton turn up for it, I would up for it, then you've got to fancy us. But as I say, you just don't know what you're going to get week to week, do you?
I was just talking with Preno from the Liverpool Echo, and they've got the headline, it's not make or break. In other words, that's Roberto Martinez's quote ahead of this weekend. Would you prefer him to come out, Mickey, and say it is make or break, or do you want to hear the other headline?
Steve, I'm sick of him of coming out, and I don't know whether he's deluded or whether he thinks that he can pull the wool over the fans' eyes, because we're just sick of it. You know, we all know if we go out, we get beat this weekend, that's our season over. You know, we're just going to be making up the numbers. So I would prefer him to come out, and I think a lot of the fans would, because, you know, I'm all into this positivity, and I know what he's trying to do. I can see what he's trying to do. But, you know, the fans are daft, are they? Do you know what I mean? We're there. We're the ones week in, week out watching the football. And you know, what is he to go for? If we get beat this weekend, Steve, that's it, finito.
There's quite a big portion of the fans who would agree with you. There are still some that are sort of solidly behind him. I don't know quite how you'd split the ratio there. What's your feeling, Mickey, of how he's being perceived at the moment?
Well, Steve, I don't know one. You know, I talk to a lot of them on the forums, you know, on you know, social media and that, and I don't know one fan that is for Roberto staying, because I think what happened at West Ham last week, there's been stuff that's gone on throughout the season where, you know, you're sort of, which is mind-boggling, some of the decisions that he makes, but that substitution that he done, you know, with 12 minutes to go or 15 minutes to go at 2-0 up against West Ham, where he, you know, where he takes Aaron Lennon off, who was absolutely petrifying them, to bring the lad on, Niasse, who hasn't hardly had any football at all. That decision lost us the game, and that's not the first time this year, Steve, that's happened. I think we've been 2-0 up, I think, on six occasions this season and have lost the game or haven't come out with 3 points, and that can't go on. So, unfortunately, I like him, Steve. You know, how can you not like Roberto? He's a great fella. You know, he's, as I say, full of positivity. Seems a really nice guy. But this has happened too many times for me this year, Steve. So, whether we see him out throughout the end of the season or whether we get someone in, you know, I've got a feeling, mate, that the vultures could be circling. If we don't get a result against Chelsea on Saturday, I think they're going to be circling for him.
It's why, from the neutrals aspect, and let's bring Jay in on this one, it's why, from a neutrals aspect, you sort of wonder sometimes why he's being so harshly criticised. But, you know, from the outside, I'm looking at it thinking, he's a really nice guy and he's trying to play football in the right way. But Jay, he seems to be under huge pressure.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, Roberto Martinez does come across as a very nice man, and he's one of them, you know, them situations where I think Mickey alluded to it a while ago about Klopp, where it's very rare that he could say he actually likes a Liverpool manager because of the way he is, his charisma. And it's a little bit the same with Everton, really, because how can you not like Martinez? You know, he comes across as a really sharp fella, but, you know, at the end of the day, this is probably one of Everton's best squads that they've ever had, and especially, like, some of the young players, you know, the likes of your Barclays and John Stones and what have you, and, you know, you've got to consider that they're struggling. They're in the lower half of the table, and, you know, really, they should be doing a lot better with what they've got. But if you look back to when he was Wigan manager, I mean, he won an FA Cup, didn't he, with Wigan? But, I mean, he got them relegated as well, and you've also got to consider they were always terrible defensively, and that's exactly the way Everton are, terrible defensively. And, you know, the game against West Ham last week was a prime example of, you know, I know they were down to 10 men, but they were 2-0 up. Then the penalty, obviously, it was missed. It was just poor penalty really by Lukaku, and then we go and lose the game 3-2 with 12 minutes to go. You know, it's just shambolic, really, and he just doesn't know how to see a game out. And I know they had 10 men, but it's just disappointing, and obviously the Evertonians can't accept it no more.
I know it's not going to happen, but this idea that Rafa Benitez might have been a good fit for Everton instead of the Newcastle move, what do you reckon, Jay, on that front? Would he have been accepted if he'd stepped into a managerial role at Everton?
Well, it would have been a strange one, wouldn't it? Because obviously he's won Liverpool a European Cup, and, you know, the rivalry between Liverpool and Everton is massive, isn't it? But, you know, let's get away from the fact that Rafa Benitez is a very, very good manager, and he's a winner at the end of the day as well. So, obviously, if Everton would have come calling other than Newcastle, then it would have been an interesting scenario. But I don't think Rafa would have took the Everton job anyway, to be honest, if he was offered it.
Mickey, would he have been taken to your heart?
No, I'm afraid not, Steve. I think there's too much going on in the past.
Right.
I think, you know, he's given Everton down the banks, hasn't he, a couple of times in the past. So, you know, good manager, done a job for Liverpool, but also a little bit negative for me. You know, I just don't think it would have worked. I think he's adored, isn't he, by the Liverpool fans, obviously, for winning the European Cup for them. And I think his allegiances are, you know, to the Redmen. So, definitely wouldn't have worked that one.
Well, it looks like he'll be a Newcastle man very shortly indeed. Back to the Reds then, and just in terms of what they can achieve. How would you like to see the game played out next Thursday? I reckon Liverpool have got a goal or two in them at Old Trafford, Jay.
Well, yeah, you know, obviously, I think even if obviously Liverpool lose the game 1-0 or 2-1 or even 3-1, it doesn't matter because we're going to get through them. But like I say, I think Liverpool will definitely go for a goal there at Old Trafford. And, you know, really, we should just go into the game and just play our normal game. There's no point in going there all defensive and trying to protect what we've got. That's pointless because you will come unstuck. I mean, it is vital Liverpool get that goal because then that means United have got to get four. And I mean, I can't see that happening. I can't see them putting four past us. But like I say, just go and enjoy your football and try and get a goal, and then it should put the tight at bed.
And Mickey, if you're 2-0 up at half-time against Chelsea tomorrow evening, how will you be feeling?
Until they actually do the interviews at the end, then I won't be feeling safe. Honestly, that's the way it's gone this year, doesn't it, Steve? You know, we cannot feel safe. And I think that's, you know, even against West Ham, when Lukaku missed that penalty, when it didn't go in, we knew, you know, I would say 80-90% of the crowd all sitting around me, we knew what was coming. So I think it's one of them now. He just hasn't learned, has he? I was going to say if he hasn't learned by now, but he hasn't. It's happened too many times. So hopefully, you know, if we can get into a lead and, you know, if we can try and see the game out and try and get our fans a trip to Wembley, because it's important that we try and finish the season on a bit of a high. So I fancy us, to be honest, Steve, but I fancied us last week, so that means nothing.
No, I fancy you as well. Jay, you can have a rest. Rest your weary body this weekend. All looking ahead to next Thursday. Of course, Mickey, the pressure's on you this weekend. Let's hope the Blues can do it.
Hopefully, mate, hopefully.
All right, see you, gents. Thank you very much indeed for your time.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers, boys.
That's Jay the Red, Mickey the Blue.